SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome to the program. Coming up, we recap the Portmore Cleanup Project, and later we'll have our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. This is Roundabout JA. Thanks for tuning in. The 2-day cleanup exercise conducted in Portmore St. Catherine on November 8 and 9 is being hailed as a major success. The cleanup exercise, which is in response to the chikungunya virus outbreak, is aimed at eradicating mosquito breeding sites. It involved extensive drain cleaning in the 27 targeted communities. Additionally, it included the disposal of discarded household and industrial items, such as old stoves, refrigerators, and tars, which served as breeding sites for the Aedes aegypti mosquito that transmits CHIKV. Over 64 truckloads of debris were removed from communities including Bridgeport, Greater Portmore, Independence City, Marine Park, Nagohead, Newlands, Portmore Pines, and Westchester. Logistics Coordinator for the Government's National Health Emergency Response Program, Colonel Daniel Price, commended the work of the Jamaica Defence Force, Jamaica Constabulary Force, National Solid Waste Management Authority, National Works Agency, Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, and private sector partners on their contribution to the cleanup activities.
I'm particularly pleased with the level of organization of the municipal council and demonstration of able leadership from the acting mayor. He has really put together a solid plan, and we basically just dovetail into his plan, and it is working like a dream.
Support for the 2-day cleanup was also provided by the Ministries of Health and Local Government and Community Development.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all Jamaican government pensioners that as of October 2014, life certificates, checks, and pay advice will be mailed to pensioners in new pressure-sealed envelopes. Simply remove the perforated edges of the envelopes to access the information. With the new format, pensioners can expect to receive their life certificates, checks, and pay advice sooner each month. The information for each document remains the same. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Our quality of life depends on the quality of our natural environment. And that's why one of the goals of Vision 2030 is to ensure that Jamaica has a healthy natural environment. And of course, this is to contribute to making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Our community notice for today. The University of Technology will host its tag drive, Give Love Laugh 2014, with a week of activities up to November 15. Among the activities at the Student Activity Center are Tag Fashion and Celebrity Dutch Auction on November 12 and Jerk Day and Car Wash on November 13. On Friday, November 14, the students will host a corporate drive for Kingston and Portmore. On Saturday, they move on to the rural drive and an after party in Ocho Rios. Proceeds are in aid of the Jamaica Society for the Blind, Kidney Support Foundation of Jamaica, and 3 needy UTEC students. Here's today's glimpse of Jamaica.
If I remember back in these days, as children in moonshine, we used to play hide and seek at that time. We didn't have to worry about any real thieves or any gunman or nothing. Moon used to shine like deer. And we used to enjoy playing hide and seek. Our neighbor children used to come over and we used to play with the boys. And we didn't have to worry about nothing. They were so nice. I wish those days would come back.
Sharing your glimpse of Jamaica is easy. Send an email to glimpses@gis.gov.jm with your name and contact number, or give us a call at 926-359024. That's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. I'm Casita Irving with Studio Engineer Joel Samuels. Until we do this again, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.